Today we're going to do our service just a little bit differently, and as we put up the Advent PowerPoint, I want us to remember that these special words have special meaning, and we've explored them as we've gone through the various weeks of Advent. And we've prepared our hearts and prepared our lives for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is Christmas, and kids are a part of Christmas. So we're going to expect that as part of our experience today. I love going through the various aspects of what Christmas means to us as we approach it from the Advent perspective. We started out with various comments about hope and how that was something that the prophets placed before us as they anticipated the coming of the Lord. We went from there to love and to joy. And finally today, we arrive at the word peace. Peace is an excellent way for us to approach this blessed day, the Christmas day. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, for me, is one of the most vital parts of our Christmas season. And yet we realize that to talk about the world in peace is a real problem. You want to help me? To talk about the world in peace, when we look at the reality of the world, is not really what we understand and what we see. And yet, as we know Jesus Christ, and as He becomes a part of our lives, we have the privilege of knowing His peace. A peace that passes all understanding. We're going to talk a little bit more about this word as we get closer to the end of the sermon. But I wanted us to be aware today that this is going to be a little bit of a different approach. We're going to go through the message and sing some songs and read some scripture and just kind of have it be a participatory experience. I think for some of you, maybe all of you, you're aware that this is my last Sunday as your pastor. Needless to say, that is very difficult for me, because this has been a wonderful experience. And as I stepped into the hall this morning and heard you singing and praising the Lord, it just brought joy to my heart to realize what a privilege it has been for me to be a part of this congregation and to serve you as a shepherd and as your pastor. And as I think of that this morning, I want us to pray especially, and I want us to pause right now to pray especially for a couple of men who are suffering deeply because of very severe, serious physical need. One of the men is named KK. The other is named Carson. I'd like us to bow in prayer and pray especially for them right now. Father, as we begin this day of celebration, we are aware that there is pain and hurt and sorrow all around us. There are those who need a special touch from your hand today. And so I pray, Lord, that you would minister to them, and especially these two that I have mentioned. Father, together as a congregation, we lift them to you, Father. In your tender care, be with Carson as he's right now in a medically induced coma. Lord, heal him. Be with his family. Minister to them as they have need. And then, Father, for our brother KK, we pray that your Spirit will be with him as well. We're so thankful for his strength of faith. Pray that you would minister to him today, Father, as he has need. Give him courage. Give him strength. Give him hope, Father. We commit these and others who suffer today perhaps emotionally. Some are in struggle spiritually. Holy Spirit, meet all of us as we have need today, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen. So we're looking at the word peace. And Advent is a process, as I've mentioned. And we have reached the purpose of Advent. We have come to that place where we now are ready to celebrate and remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So as we do that, I want us to read the story again. We read this text last week, and I want us to repeat that so that we have a complete picture of what the Bible story is and what the reality of Christ's birth really is. There are some readers who are going to help me with each of these readings this morning. So those who are going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, please give us that help.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
So we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we realize that that is a wonderful reality, a wonderful conclusion to this time of waiting that's been a part of our experience. But there's a reason for that birth, and that's what I want us to look at. Our Advent journey has a purpose, and that purpose is basically because God, in His plan, required that someone come as a peacemaker. Someone come to be a sacrifice for us. And we're aware of all of the Old Testament stories of how there was a sacrifice process. And the shepherds were a part of that experience and probably saw some of their flock sacrifice. And yet now Christ had come and there was a purpose because God knew that we needed a peacemaker. So we look at that part of the story and we read from Luke chapter 2 again, finishing up the story about the coming of the Christ child.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keep watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of the great joy that will be for all the people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
What an appropriate song to celebrate glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. What an incredible message when we realize that God, in his mercy and in his grace, through the birth of the child, offers us peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that goes beyond our spirit of rebellion and rejection. Peace that allows us to come into a relationship with God where He offers to us the joy of peace. God knew there was a need for a peacemaker, and that peacemaker was to be a peace offering. The incredible sort of balance of this story. When we come to Christmas and we already know that Easter is coming, we recognize the joy of the birth. And yet, at the same time, we're aware that Jesus will offer himself as a sacrifice for all of us. For that reason, we need to look at Scripture and look at what that means. And so we turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 16, for an illustration, a little window on exactly what God intended to do.
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. By abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
Amen. Wonderful joy to realize that Christ has come, that he has offered himself as a living example of who God is. A God of love, one who cares for us, one who is willing to sacrifice his Son so that we might have eternal life. Of course, we know from the passage of Scripture that we have all memorized, we know that Christ is the visible expression of the invisible God, that he existed before creation began. Now he has come in visible form. We know that Jesus is that visible expression of who God is and how God loves us. So we give glory to the Lord. We are thankful that the peacemaker now gives us a peace offering. In other words, he offers himself so that we can have a message of peace. You see, if Christ had not been born, if Christ had not gone beyond in obedience and gave himself as a sacrifice on the cross, we would not be able to rejoice and sing because there is forgiveness for all of us. And we know that even in the midst of the storm of life, even in the midst of change, even in the midst of disappointment, even in the midst of our successes, we know that there is a place of peace, a place where we can come and be with the Father, a place that Jesus has created for us, not only because he came and was born, but because he came and was willing to give himself as a sacrifice for all of us. So we come today to this very special place and realize this morning, right now, I, as your pastor, can offer to you this promise: God's peace, God's joy, God's presence can be yours. Let's read about this from Ephesians chapter 2, 17 to 22.
He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
So let's look at this text. There are two thoughts I want to point out. First of all, we know that the message of peace was preached to us. Not just in word, but in reality. Jesus came and in visible form extended to us the message of peace. Humble beginning. Very humble, and yet in reality, the message was very clear. God came to be among us, not just among the elite, not just among the privileged, but a part of our real life, a part of our everyday life. God in Christ came to give us the message of peace. Therefore, we rejoice in Him and look forward to what he can do and what he means to us. There was a man who had a wonderful experience in life, but he was always seeking for peace. He was very wealthy. And so as he was coming to the end of his life, he invited artists to create for him an image, a picture of peace. And as he looked at what they did, as he observed what they were presenting, he thought, two of these are very interesting and speak to me of peace. The first was a beautiful picture of a lake with mountains and a beautiful sunrise. And he thought, that is peace. The other was a picture of a waterfall with water raging down. The sky was dark with clouds. The mountains were jagged and rugged. But as he studied the painting, he discovered nestled underneath the waterfall, the artist had painted a bird's nest. And there was a mother bird caring for her newly hatched chicks. And the man said to me, that speaks of peace in my reality. The world doesn't offer peace. The world talks about peace. But we can only know true peace as we come and surrender ourselves to Him and give our lives to Him. So here's what I'd like to say to you this morning as we conclude our thinking. These things have I spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Jesus said these words, and then he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We have a wonderful promise in the fact that Christ is the center of our lives. He is the center of our reality. If we recognize His birth and recognize that that was the beginning of this message of peace that concludes with an offering of peace as Jesus gave Himself for all of us. I'm not sure where your relationship with Christ is today. Perhaps you rejoice as you hear this message. You have joy. You celebrate the Christmas songs. Or perhaps there's a sense of being disquieted. A sense of wanting more of what God and His peace can be and can give. Whatever your situation may be, I invite you to pause just a moment right now. Bow your heads and pray with me. Father, we are so thankful for the message of joy and the message of peace that we have in the Christmas story. Jesus came as a child, born in a manger, lived his life, and then gave himself as a sacrifice for us. We are thankful, Father, and we pray that your Holy Spirit will minister that message to us. For those of us who have this peace of God that passes understanding, give us courage to share that message with others. And for those who might be here this morning, and as they listen and as they digest the message, they feel there's an unrest in their hearts. Father, help them to obey the wooing of the Holy Spirit. Lead them to that place of peace and joy. Peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.